Head coach Mike Mularkey just wrapped up his day after game press conference here at St. Thomas Sports Park. I'm Amy Wells, joined by Jim Wyatt. Jim, Mike Mularkey started off the press conference listing off some injuries, and there weren't really that many to talk about, which is good news after a Thursday night game.
Yeah, guys, especially have a lot of time to recover, which is more good news. Kevin Byard left the game with a shoulder injury. It's the first time he'd missed a snap all season, missed three snaps, but he's going to be okay moving forward. He actually came back in the game and finished. Brian Reichfeld got leg whipped in the game. He came back and finished. Those guys will benefit from the weekend. Quentin Spain played. Didn't sound like he had any issues with the toe.
Marcus Mariota took a lot of the blame for the game on himself last night after the loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. What was your evaluation of his play?
Well, I watched some of the plays last night. I watched all four of the interceptions. Clearly overthrew Rishard Matthews on the first interception. A couple of plays after that, balls intended for Corey Davis. You know, Mike Mularkey made it sound like Corey could have done more to help out his quarterback there, whether it was finishing a route, fighting for the ball in traffic more. Fourth interception was behind a receiver. You know, Marcus, you know, wasn't one of his better days. First time he's ever thrown four interceptions.
Coach Mularkey has stressed that Corey Davis is really learning on the fly here. This was, for all intents and purposes, his third NFL game. Where can he grow as the season progresses?
I just think experiences like what we saw last night in Pittsburgh help him. You know, he learned a costly mistake the week before against the Bengals where he fumbles in the end zone. He has a game against Pittsburgh where it's tough to watch film after plays when you're being criticized for maybe not finishing plays like you're supposed to. So he'll get better in time.
The Titans now have about 10 days before they go back on the road to take on the Indianapolis Colts. How helpful is it going to be to have those extra couple days of rest?
I think a lot. I mean, the guys hate that they'll have to have this loss linger with them for so long. You want to play as soon as possible to get this taste out of your mouth. But, you know, I think also guys can recharge their batteries. It's a little bit of a miniature bye week. Get the weekend off. Come back here on Monday.
All right. Well, the Titans will take a couple days of rest over the weekend, and then they'll get back to work on Monday right back here at St. Thomas Sports Park to get ready to take on the Indianapolis Colts. For TitansOnline.com, he's Jim Wyatt. I'm Amy Wells, and this is Titans in 2.